Welcome to 1:23 AM by Genezio Hadiet Michaels Gift Production Studios.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ah, welcome, 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 welcome to the very first of the first, numero uno, wahit, the very first episode of 1:23 AM by Genezio Hadiet Michaels Gift Production Studios. Man, good morning, good evening, good night, good afternoon. I don't care if you're going to bed, waking up from bed, gonna take a nap. Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode, man. I'm not gonna lie, I'm just happy. I'm excited, I'm blessed. I'm actually mind blown that we're bringing this to life. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if I'm giving some motivational stuff, some preaching, something inspirational, a word of encouragement, whatever the case is, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, if there's one person listening, two people, three, five, 10, 100, 1,000, all that matters at the end of the day, at the end of the day, is this podcast is giving glory and giving honor to God. Because I know through this podcast, we're going to change some lives. I know through this podcast, we're going to make an impact in this world. I know through this podcast, we're going to do something great. And if that greatness is turning someone around and them repenting and giving their life to Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, right? At the end of the day, yes, we can have conversations about relationships and love and whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, if it's leading someone to that big man upstairs, Jesus Christ, I know the angels in heaven, hey man, they're going to be having a party. All right, they're going to be partying. So I just want to say thank you guys so much. And I pray that God does some wonderful miracles in this podcast and it takes off, all right? So, a little bit about me. I am a full-time university student studying biological sciences with a biomedical science emphasis and a minoring in psychology and a minoring in chemistry. Why am I doing that? Because I'm also on the pre-medicine / pre-medical route. Now, apart from my academics, my side hustle, if you will, all right? I'm a YouTuber, I'm a podcaster, I'm an actor, I'm a speaker, I'm a storyteller, and I am an entrepreneur. How do I balance that? To be honest, I have no clue. I really don't even know. But if there is a will, then there is a way. So, with that said, before I get started with the message, I just want to dedicate this episode to my mom. Actually, as a matter of fact, let's take it one step further. I want to dedicate this whole entire podcast series to my mom. Because a majority of everything I'm going to speak about in this podcast, right? I get it from two places. Number one is life, right? Life is like a gigantic school. Okay. Every day is a new grade. Every day is a new lesson. Every day is a new opportunity to take what you've learned from the days previous and apply it moving forward, right? Every day is an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to advance, an opportunity to develop yourself and get that diploma in life. All right. And number two, where I get everything from is from my mom. And so I want to dedicate this to my mom. Because, man, the way my mom be talking to me and my younger siblings, the way she be talking to us since day one, it's now been engraved in the back of our heads. And I truly do believe that I get my gift of speaking from her. Obviously, yes, I get it from God and whatnot, but her aiding it, giving it nutrients, giving it sunlight, giving it water. I dedicate this to my mom. Because if it was not for her, man, Who knows? So, Mama, thank you. Thank you so much. And I pray this podcast does something great and does something wonderful in our lives and the lives of others. And also, Daddy, if you're listening to this, make sure you be thankful that you got a wife like that, because that woman, she's something special. All right. So, on with the message. On with the message. What is the message, the encouragement, the motivation, the inspiration that I want to talk about today? So, believe it or not, the message that I'm getting is from yesterday. And I was just talking with my mom, dedicating this whole entire episode to my mom and whatnot. But anyways, I've reached a stage in my life where I'm overthinking, all right? I know I'm 20 years old.
What? Whoa, you're 20 years old?
Yes, I'm 20 years old, okay? A lot of people are gonna say, that's young. You still got a whole entire life to live, you know, this, that, and the third, okay? But I feel like over the years, all right, starting from middle school up to now, that level of thinking has just been gradually increasing. Well, Genesi, what do you mean by that? What I mean is my thinking of life. What? Bro, you still don't make no sense. That's normal. Obviously, you're 20 years old. You're going to be thinking about life and whatever. Like, I know. Respectfully, I know. Okay? My thought is times 10. Okay? It's times 10. It's times 100. It's times 1,000. Because I know what I want to do with my life. I know my purpose. I know my mission. I know what I'm supposed to do and accomplish, right? And when you have that level of understanding, everything you're doing makes you question, what am I doing? Right? I've already had the thoughts on relationships, from friendships to family. I'm not even married, right? I don't got a girlfriend yet. But I've already had these thoughts of how I want to present myself, how I want to carry myself, how I want to build a legacy for myself, for my family, for my kids, for my great-grandkids. The impact I'm leaving on this life, the impact I'm having in this life, right? How I want to be when I become a father. What applications I want to apply, what things I do not want to do, some things I see in my mom and dad that I like, some things I see in my mom and dad that I do not like, from my aunts and my uncles. I've had this type of thought where you reach a stage where it's just, it is what it is, right? Where everything that you do, it's kind of just numb, right? You're just going through the pages. That's actually the correct term. You're just going through the pages. And it just is. I've like tried looking at motivational content online. It doesn't hit the same because I've already heard it. Some ways, some form, some variation of it. I've already heard of it. I've already tried reading some books. Okay, I already heard of it. Talk to friends for advice. I've already heard of it. It's like you reach a point where you've now climbed the mountain, and now you're yearning for something else to climb, to take you higher where you need to go. Like I said, you're just kind of going through the motions, right? And that's how this whole entire thing started, with me bringing this up to my mom, right? So when I told her about it, she said something that kind of just blew my mind. Because yes, I'm 20 years old, but hey man, I don't got that age. I don't got that age. I'm not calling you old, all right? But I'm saying I don't got that age. Because with age comes wisdom, and with wisdom comes knowledge. And I did not have this knowledge. And you know what she told me? She said to live every moment wisely. Okay. Well, what do you mean to live every moment wisely, huh? What do you mean by that? I already know what's going to happen. It's like math. You got an input, you got an output. 1 + 1 = 2. I already know it's going to equal 2. Why not just take all my stuff, save up, pack my bags, live in a van, and travel across the world? Like, why not? Why not just do that? You know? Why not just do that? I'm not saying I'm depressed, all right? If any psychologist, psychiatrist, therapist, okay, I'm not saying I'm depressed, okay? What I mean by life is kind of like numb, like I'm not feeling anything, is because my thought is already beyond, okay? I'm not depressed. I just want to make that very clear. But when she told me to live every moment wisely, I was like, how? Right? How do I do that? And the simple way you do that is by thinking about the positive. What? Genesia, how am I supposed to think about the positive if I got this going on in my life? I got no kids. I got no wife. I lost a spouse. My car broke down. Whatever the situation is, how do I do that if everything is so negative in my life? How do I think about the positive? Well, to be honest, if you don't got nothing positive to look at, you're lying to yourself. Because the true positivity, the true peace that we're all yearning for is from the Prince of Peace himself, and that is Jesus Christ. Oh, Genesia, you know, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the Bible. You know, there's too many translations and what, you know, that's fine. That's a conversation that we can save for another day. But when my mama says to think positive and to turn to God, she's not saying for us to just believe, right? We gotta have faith. Because faith is the next step of believing, right? And that's what I want to get out with this message. Yes, this message is for all. This message is for the individuals that be thinking 24/7 like me. I don't care if you're 50, 70, about to die, I don't know, 13 years old. This message is for you. To the people that are constantly thinking. To the people that are trying to be game changers. To the people that are trying to break records. To people that are trying to make a legacy for themselves. To the people that are trying to make an impact in this world some way, somehow. To the people that are trying to break some generational curses, some generational chains. To people that are trying to better themselves, better their life, better their family's life. Let's take it one step further. To the people that don't got things figured out. To the people that are still trying to find what their purpose is in their life. To the people that think they're not ordinary, let me tell you something, you are special. Because you woke up today, therefore there's a meaning why you're here. To the people that are trying to still see what the next step is in their life. To the people that are trying to find a plan. To the people that feel like they're hopeless. To the people that feel like they're worthless. Let's take that one step further. To the people that don't even believe in God, man. It's okay if you don't, it's a choice. I don't care if you're Christian or not. I don't care if you're Muslim or not. I don't care if you're Jewish or not. I don't care if you're agnostic or atheist or whatever the situation is. To the people that are even trying to figure out religion, man. People that are trying to find God. Let's take it one step further. To the people that are struggling in war right now. I don't care, man, whether you support Israel or Hamas or Palestine, whether you support Russia or Ukraine, whether you support Sudan with the fighting or not, whether even you support Biden or Trump or you're not, it doesn't matter. This whole message is to live your life wisely. And the way you do that is by thinking positive. And the way you do that is by turning to the Prince of Peace. You know, as a matter of fact, let's take it one step further to people that are trying to find their own identity, man. I don't care if you're, what's it called, LGBTQIA+. To the people that are gay or straight, to the people that got disabilities, to the people that are normal, to the people that don't got anything wrong in their life and they're just living a life, but they don't know. This episode, this podcast, this is why we're here. Because I want to tell you that there is true love that can be found in Jesus. And I'm not going to limit this podcast to anybody, man. Oh, it's a Christian podcast. Nah. I'm just a boy that's a Christian, man. That is what I'm trying to say. We got to keep the faith. We got to keep the faith. Because let me tell you something. That's what the devil wants. That's what he's yearning for. He's yearning for your faith. For example, you got a chair, right? You got a chair. You believe that chair is going to hold you up. You've sat in many chairs in the past, right? You know what it's able to do. You see all four legs. You see it's nice and sturdy. You got some good quality wood. You see all that. You know it's going to do its job. You have confidence. You have trust in that chair. And that's where your faith is, the confidence and trust. And when you continue to think on the negative in your life, that's what the devil wants. Because when you start to put your thought there, you're going to start to believe that. And once the devil has captured your belief, kalas, it's over. He's got your faith. Well, Genesio, you know, that was beautiful. What you just said was beautiful. Well, nice job. That was a beautiful speech and whatnot. But I still got nothing, man. What's the point? What's the ultimate point if we're all going to die? Because death is the end, right? Well, let me tell you something. Death is not the end. And let me tell you something as well. On top of what I just said, don't say that. Because when you say things like, oh, I'm going to die today anyways, there's no point. Oh, I'm going to die tomorrow, there's no point. Oh, I might die in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to go in the car, and all of a sudden my car's going to blow up. There's no point. No, you can't say that, because when you say things like that, you're literally opening an invitation for death to come. You're speaking your death into action prematurely. You get what I'm saying? Because now the devil, he's just sitting there, he's like, oh dang, John's asking to die. All right, let me just pick a time, let me pick a date, let me pick a location, let me pick how it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? When you talk like that, it's just an open invitation for failure. And we cannot be living our life like that, because we're not living our life wisely. You see, there's a quote my mom's saying. She says, 5 minutes of a good thing is worth it. It's worth it when compared to 10 hours of something bad. I'm going to say it again. 5 minutes of something good is worth it when compared to 10 hours of something bad. Because in those 5 minutes alone, you know you got love there. You know you got peace there. You know you got joy. You know you got patience. You know you got kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. You got the whole fruit of the Spirit all in that 5 minute, that 5 minute bundle. It's worth it. And when we keep the faith, it's worth it. When we think positive, it's worth it. And when we live our life wisely, it's worth it. Let's turn to the Word real quick, all right? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. I'm going to be reading this from the New International Version. Okay? And this is Jesus speaking. It says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. All right, I'm going to say it again. It says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Man, I've heard this Bible verse many times, and I understand the point of like, okay, we got to not worry about tomorrow because tomorrow is, you know, stressful and whatnot. Worry about today, focus on that. After the conversation I had with my mom yesterday, that whole entire passage was taken to another level. I understood the revelation of what it means. All right? And with that, I understood another thing. I know the reason why God does not give mankind the type of knowledge he has, the type of thinking he has, the type of wisdom he has. Because if mankind knew that, we would kill ourselves. How do I know that? Because people will start to go crazy. I'm not saying I was going crazy. I guess you can say I was kind of going crazy. But too much, like too much knowledge is not good. Because when you already know too much, you start to lose belief. And when you lose belief, you lose your faith. And like I said, that's how the devil wins. That's how the devil wins. Kind of crazy, right? It's kind of crazy. So, that is a message I have for today. That was amazing. If you saw me looking down all the time, I was on my phone. I got my notes out. But to be honest, I want to keep the podcast like the way it is. I want to be raw. I want to be real. I want to be fresh. I want to have some type of connection, some type of impact in the world. Right? If you're watching this on YouTube, I want to look at you in the camera like you're my friend, man. I want to have that eye contact. You know what I'm saying? And if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever the situation is, I want to be like I'm actually talking to you like I'm your own personal coach. That's what I want to do on this podcast. So, if you enjoyed the message, if you enjoyed it, if you liked it, if you found something that provoked thought, that was a little different, that was a little outside the usual, that was ultimately a gift, feel free to share it, man. Feel free to spread the message. Share it to your aunt, uncle, brother, sister, friend, whatever the case is. Go ahead and spread the word, man. Go ahead and spread it. Because at the end of the day, like I said, it doesn't matter if you believe in God or not. He's asking for the faith, man. I don't even care if you're conflicted or trying to decide what religion is correct. Okay? It doesn't matter. Just simply close your eyes, look up, and say, God, help me, and let him do his miracle work and work on you, all right? So thank you so much for tuning into the first episode of 1:23 a.m. by Genesio Haria Michaels Gift Production Studios, and I'll see you next week at 1:23 a.m. God bless.